This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, April 1. Well, last week in the cattle space, we had a day there on Tuesday where the market had the rug pulled out after an announcement that there was avian flu spreading from birds to cattle in some dairy herds in Kansas and Texas. Since then, we found out a little bit more about it. It affects the milk production. The cattle don't want to eat. But then they are able to recover, it sounds like. So that's certainly removing some of the bearish nervousness in the cattle market that they were going to cull these cows and add some significant beef production pressure to the market. But that does not appear to be the case. Now, over the weekend, there was another case discovered in Idaho in a herd that they had imported some cattle from the south. So I think the takeaway there is from what they're implying is that the disease can spread from cow to cow. It's not just birds to cow. It's also spreading among them. So that's not a good sign either. But the upshot is that it does appear that the cattle can recover after a couple weeks. So I think this is an ongoing issue. We're still learning about it, but it does look at least promising from a cattle herd health perspective. For the week, we had the front month live cattle down about $2.50. Front month feeders were down about $4.50. So those took the biggest hit. And it looks like, they didn't really recover all that well. They stabilized, but they didn't snap back, offsetting the losses from the avian flu news. In the cash trade, we started out the week under some pressure, down about $5, but we ended on Thursday, the averaging down around 2 at 188 on the Fed trade. Dressed was also down 2 at 300 even. Box beef values on Thursday, choice down 22, on Friday down 164, so we're sitting at 307 on the choice. On Thursday, select was up 274, Friday up 226. So a huge jump in the spread. Select is sitting at 303. So it's, the spread has dropped $7 just in 2 days. We're sitting at 329, which is very tight for this time of year. Movement was 114 loads. So for the week, we're at 659 loads of boxed beef move, which is the highest we've seen in several weeks. So finally getting some traction in the boxed beef volume. Coming on discounted prices and pretty heavily discounts for the choice, but select was actually up a couple dollars for the week. On the slaughter rate, on Thursday, 116,000 head. Friday was 98,000. For the week at 581,000, that was down 3,000 from the previous week and down 38,000 from a year ago. Dressed weights continue to push higher, 843 pounds. That's up 4 pounds over the previous week, which was up 3 over its previous week, which was up 4 over its previous week. So we've seen a pretty significant jump in dressed weights. Some of that is seasonal, but some of that is also from delayed marketings and a slowdown in the chain speeds that have allowed those cattle to put on more weight. In the feeder cattle cash markets, as of Wednesday, about 2,400 head trading, average price $244.81. So that's a pretty notable drop, down about $6 from where we started out the week. The 7-day average was down 224, was sitting at 248.99. So we are starting to see some slipping in the cash trade on both the lives, on the Fed trade and the feeder cattle markets. Export sales on Thursday for beef, 12,700 tons. Japan and South Korea both took 3,400. China took 2,000. Pork export sales at 55,300. Mexico took 32,800. Japan, 5,700, Australia, 5,400, and Canada took 5,000. So pretty big number for pork export sales. And beef, that's generally in line with where we've been the last several weeks. Not a lot of market movement from that number. So moving forward, we see the market has stabilized after the big break on Tuesday. Live cattle have been able to bounce back a little bit better than the feeders, which have barely managed kind of a bounce at all. So it's a little... you got to be a little wary that the market hasn't really been able to snap back after kind of a news story out of left field. The cash market's under a little bit of pressure. I think we're just trying to get more information on just what this avian flu is and how it's going to impact the cattle herd before the market recovers. Seasonally, here we are into early April, we're often putting in our seasonal highs for live cattle somewhere between mid-March and early April. Because it's a bull market, you would look for the latter part of that time window. So we're getting into that part of the time window. We want to be really watchful here. You know, we did have some sell signals back in mid-March, and that might turn out to be the seasonal high. But the market has just kind of chopped around and drifted lower. I think the momentum could carry us back up, but we're going to have to see some strength in the cash in order to complete that next leg up. For feeders, if the cash market has run out of gas and continues to drift lower, it's going to be difficult for the feeders to move higher unless the live cattle are moving higher. So that's a little more troublesome, especially when you look at the chart formations that have dropped a little bit more from their highs and are struggling to regain the losses from Tuesday. So a little bit more of a red flag going on in feeders. And of course, some of that pressure is coming from Thursday's plantings reports, which showed corn plantings down quite a bit more than expected. And corn shot higher on Thursday, so that was some of the pressure or some of the negativity keeping a lid on feeder prices, even though live cattle managed to get a bit more of a bounce on Thursday. So if the corn supply looks shaky, then certainly feeders would feel the effect of that. But really, at the moment, we've got plenty of carryover of corn. There's plenty of feed grain around. That's not an issue right in front of us. From a futures perspective, yeah, it's going to change the dynamic somewhat. But from a seasonal perspective, there's still some time for the markets to make one more push to the upside. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.